This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Herman in Nevada, welcome. Thank you for waiting so patiently.
Good morning, Vincent. I love listening to Greg. I wanted to make one, though, addition. Maybe when he said throw medication prescription down the toilet, I know he meant get rid of it and not necessarily throw it down the toilet, because probably only incineration is a safe way to get rid of it or give it to the local sheriff department, and they have that. Because if you throw those pills down your toilet, especially if you have a septic tank, it can wreak havoc on your property.
Okay, since you mentioned that, let me put an exclamation point on what you said. And I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. So I know this guy who has a septic tank pumping system. And he has one of these trucks, and he comes over to properties and finds the cap and puts this hose down, pumps it out. You know, he can hold about 1,500 gallons in his tank on his truck. And so one day I said, so what do you do with that stuff? And he said, well, some farmers want their septic tank pumped out and sprayed on their fields for growing grass. He said, but there's an exception. You know, if they've got someone in that house that's on chemotherapy, it'll kill the field.
Correct. Can I interject something? We have a very dear friend. He just passed away. He had smoked for years, got lung cancer. They put him on chemo. He thought he was recovered, took the jab, and immediately developed a very aggressive throat cancer, and he's dead. So, yes, chemo. And chemo is one of those bizarre drugs that they pay the doctors a premium. It is one of the most dangerous drugs. There's just been a report done that shows 92% of chemo patients don't have long-term recovery at all. But can I also bring up Dr. Peter McCullough, who was on Alex's show Saturday? This is the most published academic with over 60 peer-reviewed studies, director of multiple societies. He is MD and MPH. His certifications are all being terminated. His society is being dissolved, and they're trying to take away his medical license. And I only bring this up, I'm sure you know about this, but for class to go look up Dr. Peter McCullough, because this is going to start a tidal wave of backlash against the doctors. And, you know, now the pharmaceuticals and the government agencies are asking for amnesty. I'm sure you've heard about that.
Yes.
So that was one thing. The other thing, I'm going to move kind of quick and then let you pick up what you like. As far as water also goes, I have well water, which is very clean. We've done total dissolved solid meter readings, the TDS. And while we come out pretty clean, we don't come out without calcium. And I know from my Mega Home 1 gallon countertop electric water distiller, even after I first filter my water with a Pro Pure 1 ceramic filter, and it looks super clean, when I put that into the Mega Home, the amount of residue left behind is like chalk. And I like to make my own distilled water, especially especially for the batteries. Do you want to comment on that? Because the filters are
right.
good, but they don't get out everything.
You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, if you look at a ProPure, and I think they're pretty good, if you look at the spigot, you will see the calcium deposit at the bottom of the water spigot, and that would be the dispensing spigot.
Correct.
That you would, you'll see it there as well.
That's
so,
right.
And,
go ahead.
That is an indicator of exactly what you're talking about. No question about it.
Okay, so I'm going to move.
The bottom line is, Greg is right in terms of distillation. That would give you the cleanest, most pure water that you can get, bar none.
It's brilliant. I'm moving that direction now. I'm glad his book is out because he needs to be supported the exact same way Dr. Sheely and Sergey Sorin. Dr. Sorin need to be supported at realholisticdoc.com or normsheely.com. And can I jump back? I know I'm moving fast over a lot of things. Lecithin than granules. I am shocked at how many, in the prime of their life, super successful young guys and ladies are that I talk to, and they all tell me they're on Lipitor statins, and it just blows my mind. So I've said I'm not practicing medicine like you say, but check out the lecithin granules. I get mine from Dr. Sheely and Sorin, the Now brand, the granules, and I buy those 10 one-pound bottles at a time, and I give them away to my friends. I'm about to make an order now, probably for 30 of them, because I'm stocking up. But that is absolutely a mind-blower to hear all these young people that really don't need any of these statins, which will ultimately destroy them. So I agree with what you said and what Dr. Sheely says. My family member, Richard, started to develop after quintuple bypass. Of course, the cardiologist put him on a ton of drugs, and I think I told the story before, but it's fascinating. Very short. When he filled out his intake form as a new patient, the cardiologist said, "You didn't put down any pharmaceutical drugs. Come on, I'm your doctor. You can come clean with me. Nothing to be ashamed of." And Richard said, I don't take any. And he said, well, that's impossible. You're 73 years old. You should be on a dozen. But don't worry. After we do your quintuple bypass, I'll have you on at least 10 for life. Well, that didn't happen. But we have to hide that from the cardiologist, or he will fire Richard as a patient.
Well, I have several certifications of being fired as a patient. I've been fired 3 times. three doctors have fired me.
From John Stedmiller, so that's 7 total. Okay.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned his name. I get in trouble when I mention his name. I'm not kidding. But I'm going to do it again. John Stedmiller died November 5th, 1 year ago. And it was November 5th this year. It was on Saturday. And I miss him. I really miss John Stadtmiller. He was a handful. There's no question about it. He was a handful, but he was my friend. And I believe there's something that is just not right regarding his death, because he said on air that it felt, and I'm paraphrasing, that it felt like Swiss cheese bubbling up under his skin, and he was dead a couple weeks later. He said that on the air. That was his last broadcast. He ended it early, which is something I don't remember John Stadtmiller ever ending a broadcast early. And I've been listening to him for many, many years. Not recently, but because I haven't listened to the radio in the last 10 years. But I used to listen to him on shortwave when I lived in Virginia. And I enjoyed him. He was as I coined the term for him, he was the godfather of alternative radio. He was a guy that was out there blazing the path for others to follow. He was truly outstanding in that regard. He had his quirks, yeah. But he really was a trailblazer, and I miss him. I even miss getting yelled at by him. That was, early and often. he would lose his temper at me a lot of times. But I think there's something that was up with his demise. I just don't understand it.
I heard that last broadcast. I went back on the archives and listened, and that actually is where I first found you. And I have something else I think you might find both a little bit of humor in and a little bit of reality in. You know, we both and all the class and instructors are always doing our best to educate and give support to our friends and family about the necessity to be self-sufficient and prep and, you know, grow a little garden. And, you know, I'm expanding mine all the time. I'm actually putting up cattle panels over some avocado trees that popped up. I throw my organic avocado pits out in the garden. Sure enough, they've popped up and they're growing now. So I'm going to do the double cattle panels, you know, cross section with the plastic over it, the heavy duty 6 to 8 mil. But, you know, the people I talk to, I've sent them so many links to Tractor Supply, Harbor Freight, all the different places to get the stuff they need. And not one of them have done it. Not one. And it takes me back to the thing that you say. They say, I don't need to prep, Vincent and Herm, because I'm coming to your place. And I tell them, no, you're not. And then I say, I want you to go watch the Alex Jones segment where he joked he was going to eat his neighbors. Now, Alex got in a lot of trouble for that, even though he was joking. But what he really meant was his neighbors were going to eat their neighbors. And I see that even though it's an impossible to imagine scenario, cannibalism, I see that on the horizon. So what I'm doing now is I'm telling the people that didn't buy the inverters or the water or the purification that non-perishable food or, God forbid, start a garden, I'm now recommending they buy skill saws, butcher knives, good strong hacksaws. My mom used to have an electric turkey carver and all of that type of equipment. I was even going to ask Dr. Soren and Sheely if they could recommend a good bone saw. And then when they ask, why do we need that? And I say, for when you have to eat your neighbors. And I know it sounds ghastly, but that's where I see things going. Your thoughts?
You know, my dad was in World War II, and he was in the Pacific, so he was fighting the Japanese. And every once in a while, he would mention he wouldn't eat Chinese food. Now, I know the Chinese and Japanese are different, but it just reminded me of what he said. He would not eat Chinese food. He would say, you know, you'll never see a cat around a Chinese restaurant. There's no such thing as a cat, you know, wandering around. And so people have eaten cats. They've eaten dogs. People hunt squirrels. They, of course, we eat beef, horse meat. And in rare circumstances, people in very serious, life-threatening situations have eaten each other. You know, stranded on in the ocean in a small boat. You know, what's
the
for dinner?
Dinner party.
Right. Right. It's happened. It's happened. And a family member said to me, hey, have you ever heard of a female cannibal? And frankly, I can't say I have. I think all the cannibals have been males. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Herman's with us. Herman, you mentioned a skill saw, and just a quick comment about that. Probably in the 70s, I bought a Craftsman circular saw, 7 1/4 inch circular saw. And it was direct drive. And I could, no matter what I did, I could not make that cut straight. And I couldn't get a 2x4 the right length. It wouldn't cut straight no matter what I did. And the reason is that those relatively inexpensive direct drive circular saw, 7 1/4 inch, had end play on the motor shaft, which was directly connected to the blade. And it would walk in and out about 1/8 inch. And it was just impossible to get a good cut. Now, if you're doing rough work and it didn't matter whether you're 1/4 inch off or not, that'd be just great. But for anybody who wanted a good cut, it was lousy. So I ended up buying a skill saw, skill brand, S-K-I-L brand, Worm Drive. And it was $129 at Sam's Club. And this was probably 30 years ago or more, maybe 35 years ago. I still have it, and it works great. It makes perfect cuts every time. But it's heavy. I think so.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's so funny. We always complete each other's thoughts. Yeah, I think it's the HD77 Worm Drive. Same problem.
So you when you say same problem, what do you mean?
Well, the same problem. I had to go to the Worm Drive HD77 because it would walk all over the place on the cuts. And You know, the tools are so important. And, you know, like you always say, if you look at the newer replacements of those, and mine are 30, 40 years old, like yours, those old ones, except the cord, sometimes you have to take care of the cord or even replace it, they still work perfectly. But I'd like to ask you your opinion on something very important. Now, we live rural, and so we're in pretty safe areas, but I still believe in having hardened locations that are not concealment, that are cover. And I've done a lot of research on everything from cinder blocks poured with concrete or sand. It's permanent, and it's not, for me, something I wanted. I thought of sandbags, but they dissolve and they look horrible. You know, I don't want to make my place look like a military compound. So I came up with railroad ties, and I bought about 30 pallets of them. And they're generally 8 foot. They vary in dimension, but I have designed a system where I can put them up and then fill some nice earth inside so honeysuckle or vines grow down them. So they're very camouflaged. But I think it's very important for people, for who knows what's coming, to have hardened places of cover, not just concealment. Your thoughts?
Oh, I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. And railroad ties are really, really heavy, and they are very hard wood. They really are. And so you can buy them. You can buy them used when the railroads pull them up because they're, you know, starting to decay. They're still really, really hard. And so if you put a couple feet of earth between them or more, what a great idea. What a great idea.
Well, thank you. I don't want my place to look like a prison. So my fencing, while it does have 3-strand barbed wire on the top of the chain link, that's pretty much to keep coyotes out. And there's the electric wire down below that's kind of gone away because my cattle dogs and livestock guarding dogs really take care of that. We really have never had a problem with coyotes out here. But I do foresee a time, you know, tomorrow is the selection, and it'll be very interesting to see who gets selected. I heard sleepy resident Biden come out and say, well, it's going to take a week or two to decide who got selected, which is laughable. But I think that this time it won't be as easy to steal it. At least the people are waking up. Without getting too vitriolic, your thoughts?
Well, I believe that elections are rigged. I believe that most elections are rigged. I believe that the candidates are pre-selected for our poll, our polling. You know, which one of these two parasites we'd rather have? And what people do is they go, well, I voted for the evil of two lessers. Actually, they say it the other way around. I voted for the lesser of two evils. But it's really the evil of two lessers. And the candidates who have been selected for consideration are malleable.
The Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rights groups have raised concerns about wrongdoings by the host government at COP27. The UN climate conference with more than 40,000 people flying in on fossil fuel jets. The issue at hand is the spying on attendees, the arrest of protesters by the Egyptian government. UK officials say they plan to raise awareness of Egypt's questionable activities during the massive convention that will run through the 18th. The Russian-installed administration in Ukraine's Kherson region has said that Kherson City lost water and power after what it called an act of sabotage. The Ukrainian people are also suffering the same outages after Russian missiles destroyed much of their infrastructure. Monday Night Football tonight, the New Orleans Saints will host the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheetahs? Oh, God, you're
take my when you got the for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Herman, here's kind of an interesting thing that David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation have been subject to conspiracy theory thoughts. And in a 1991 meeting, David Rockefeller thanked some of his allies. He said, it's a closed-door meeting in 1981. He praised his media allies. He said, we are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and have respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop the plan for the world if we had been subjected to the light of publicity during those years. How about that? So, if you're wondering, is the media involved in selections? Of course. Is big tech involved in selections? Of course. Is there anything such as a true and fair election? I have my doubts. So, I mean, literally, I have run for, and you've heard me say it, class, I've run for the board of directors of a electric cooperative, and out of 37,000 possible votes, I got 100. 100. Exactly, 100. How is that number even possible? So I got 100 votes. And the people who I ran against didn't know about Ohm's Law. They didn't know about solar energy. They didn't know about connectivity. They probably never soldered two wires together. They probably never worked on an alternator, a generator, a car starter. They probably don't understand voltage drop. But yet, they're on the board of directors. And it's amazing to me. And if you extrapolate this even further, you can take it into such a small thing as buying a pair of shutters. So I was asked to assist in buying a pair of shutters. So I went to the internet to find an exact replacement. These are vinyl shutters. They're just decorative. They don't do anything. They just hang on the side of the house. And so I'm reading these descriptions, and you would think that the person writing the description for the shutters that they're trying to sell on the internet that they will ship to you would have things like the dimensions. They have the height, but they don't have the width and they don't have the depth. Now, are all shutters exactly the same width? So if they're 59 inches tall, are they all 12 inches wide? Or are some of them 18? Or are some of them 16? What I found out was that in descriptions for today's GDP, they want to see the words quick, lightweight, easy. Those are the words that they want to see. They don't want to see durable. They don't want to see it's got a gear drive transmission made with cast iron cut gears. They don't want to see that. They don't even know what that means. What they really want is quick, easy, and lightweight. Well, I want to know who, what, when, where, why, and how. That's what I want to know. And I am having a lot of trouble finding it. Can you imagine this? There are... A person asked me to help find them a monitor. Okay. So one of the things I look at is, how much does it weigh? I'm talking about a flat screen monitor. Okay. And what I'm finding out is the newer monitors weigh less and less and less, which is wonderful. Except that if you read the reviews, they'll say it tipped over and shattered. Of course it shattered. Because the glass is thinner. Because it's lighter weight. And why is it? Why is it that when monitors are made, I'm talking about a flat screen monitor, why don't they all adjust vertically? Why? How hard is it to make it adjust vertically? Some of them do it, but most of them don't. The newer ones don't seem to do that. That must have been a really expensive proposition, making it so it can adjust, you know, up and down, as well as tilt a little bit at the top and the bottom. What I'm saying is, I believe, I can't prove any of this, don't believe a word I say. I believe, though, that the people who are hired to write the descriptions to sell the products have no clue what they're writing about and have never worked on them. I believe that the people who are writing about the shutters have never hung a shutter. So they don't think about, I wonder if they're all the same width. I want to know how much it weighs because I know that material is being removed And as a result, the products fail sooner. I want to know the who, what, when, where, why, and how. And I'm having a great deal of difficulty learning that because people are being hired that don't know, I believe, they're being hired that don't know what they're writing about. Herman, have you run into this or is it just me?
No, it's exactly that. And people don't even read the descriptions. And even if you put those details and specifications in, it wouldn't matter. That's why we are circling the drain and we are attempting, at least I am, to go back to the lowest, simplest form of technology or like Mike Adams coined it, I have to give him the props, there's high tech, low tech, and no tech. So the one thing, though, that this leads me to is when you talk about getting elected or running for things or participating within the community, especially elected offices, I think, Vincent, that you're doing it the old style, greatest generation way. And you can't do that type of a campaign when you are facing war. And I always say the means justifies the end. How you do things justifies the outcome so that you can sleep well at night and you can have a connection to the higher power. That helps me in my detachment also. It helps me know that I'm doing things the right way. But there's one time when the means don't justify the end, and it's the opposite. And I've written you this, when the end justifies the means, and that's in war. And that means when someone is literally trying to kill you, your family, and your loved ones. And that's what's happening right now. Now, I'm not saying to go out and be violent or kill anyone. Quite the opposite. What I'm saying is strategy is everything. And the first thing we have to share with class and our friends and loved ones and family is whatever the government or the media, except for trusted sources like yours and you and those that we trust, the first thing we have to realize is whatever they say, it's the opposite. The amount of gaslighting and lying that's going on is so prevalent and predominant, it's just a wonder anyone can believe it. I sure hope you got a chance to listen to Catherine Austin Fitz's Planet Lockdown. If you didn't, it's the single most important video I've ever sent out.
Yeah, and maybe we should make that available on the website. Let me see if I can do that. You know, Herman, I got an email from Kathy over the weekend. Kathy's an instructor. And it said, Costco had 25 pounds of flour for $7.50 a few months ago. Then it was $9.98. I just looked online, and it's $13.68 for 25 pounds. I read that a lady at the store, and now a 20-pound bag is $17. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because we hear that, inflation is just, 8.3%. It's nonsense, okay? Here is something else that Kathy sent me an email about, and this is really important, class. Domino sugar recall. Now, I did the research, and Food Safety News. Domino sugar is recalled over metal wire in product. That's the headlines. Domino sugar recalled over metal wire in product. Dateline, November 2nd, 2022. But the recall was in October 17th of 2022. So it took a long time for the news to get out to the general public. And here's what it says. Quote, Domino Foods, Inc. is recalling certain Domino and C&H sugar tubs because of the potential of metal wire in the product. The product is distributed in Alabama, Arkansas, Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Nebraska, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. They might have, well, said throughout the United States, right? And this You can look it up. If you've got these 3.5 pound plastic tubs of sugar, you might want to do some research and just type in sugar recall or domino recall. Now, domino, as I remember, is a was a well-trusted, well-respected manufacturer. Top of the line, right? Top of the line, Domino Sugar. I remember from when I was a child. But now it's been recalled. So you might want to look that up if you have these tubs of sugar. How did that happen? How is it possible that, and how many of them? Well, if you do the arithmetic, which I did, simple arithmetic multiplication, that's 36,240 3.5 pound tubs that have been recalled. That's a lot. How is it possible that in the manufacturing process that this screen that the sugar obviously or the ingredients went through, how is it possible that someone didn't look at that after it was used? How is that possible? Is anybody paying attention to anything? I submit to you hardly. There was a story over the weekend about a car crash, 5 people killed. It was an inferno on the Pacific Coast Highway in California. A vehicle was traveling the wrong way down the highway. How does that happen? Well, does that happen because someone is playing games on the screen when they're supposed to be driving, whether it be as a phone or they're reading the news? By the way, Drudge Report seems to be one of the most popular sites that people go to when they're in their Teslas. Now you can look it up. So why is it that this car was traveling the wrong way down the highway and 5 people ended up dead in an inferno? Why? Is it distracted driving? Is it drunk driving? Is it hallucinogenic driving? Is it driving under medical marijuana? What is it? Or some people have said that there are those they know who have gotten the jab and have had a failure to recall time. They got the jab and then time got away from them and they don't know what happened during, let's say, a whole day.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, what I'm trying to do is tie together some things that maybe you're not thinking about. But, so how is it possible that someone didn't pay attention to the screen at the Domino sugar manufacturing plant? How is that possible? I mean, isn't there any quality control? Well, I submit to you there's less quality control in America than ever before. And it ties possibly to this accident, this fiery car crash of five people were killed. How did that happen? How does somebody go the wrong way down the highway and then end up killing people? How's that possible? Well, it's possible because the people going the normal, correct way on the highway aren't really paying attention. They're in a fog because maybe they are just not paying attention. Maybe they've been jabbed. Maybe they're drunk. Maybe they're high. Maybe they are relying on autopilot. They're certainly going too fast, right? So you put all that together, it's a recipe for disaster. And then someone goes the wrong way facing them, and then five people die. Okay, so I'm tying that to the jab. Now, a couple years ago, there was a post. This is nothing new. But I've heard many people talk about this. So I thought I would connect the dots. So here is, it's on Reddit.com. Quote, my husband received his second vaccine a week ago and is forgetting his directions back to our house while out driving. He's antsy and nervous, some also. He's extremely fussy when asked about the memory loss. The memory appears to be short-term. Has anyone had memory loss, end quote. So there are people who have gotten behind the wheel that don't remember getting behind the wheel. They don't remember that time. They don't remember that day. So I'm submitting to you that there is something to this rash of memory loss. And I'm submitting to you that it correlates to the jab or jabs or jabs and booster. And I'm submitting to you that there's something going on with the death rate the heart attacks, the people I know around me who have been told by their doctor to get the jab, one, jab, two, and the booster, and they're dead. Or, at the best case, they are suffering for years from this, and they haven't figured out that it's from the jab, nor have they figured out the timing is from the jab. They maintain that, no, jab's safe and effective. And then, I know people, even family members, not my immediate family, not at the farm here, but people who are in our family who have been jabbed, and guess what they got? COVID. And they figured out, maybe we shouldn't get any more jabs. So they got like one jab, two jabs, and they got sick, and they got COVID. Now, they didn't get the third jab. Well, some I think did. And they're dead. But that would be extended family.
Vincent?
Herman, does this jive with what you are saying?
Yeah, it does. But you know what? Part of the detachment that Dr. Sheely and Soren have taught us all, and I know that it's hard for you like it's hard for me and class, but part of the detachment is there are things, and this is the serenity prayer, God, higher power, Heavenly Father, grant me the ability to change the things I can, and I'm the only one that can change me, no one else is responsible, and help me accept the things I cannot change. And I've always found that to be a tricky problem because I figured I wasn't coming up with a clever enough workaround solution just like you do when you take apart something. You know, when I was a baby kid, my parents went crazy because I took everything apart. And I put it back together and it would work. There'd be a few missing extra pieces, but I allegedly were not needed. But we have to be able to move forward and accept that we cannot control those things. You can bring it up to the people that listen, but you can't change the other people that won't listen, the GDP. That's why I say there has to be a balance, Vincent, where we tell our Democrat, socialist, commie, progressive, liberal friends and the rhinos, they should be at the head of the line, take your shot, take your jab, get those boosters, and guess what? Good news, you can mix and match because that will solve our problem. But if we push back too hard, we're going to be, especially Dr. Sheely and Soren, we're going to be in the same boat as Dr. Peter McCullough. So we have to do this with a measurement where we share with the people that will listen and take it and then let the rest go and actually promote those people that are too stupid to be alive to take their shot. That's how I deal with it. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I'd like to share with the class, I watched a video. It was a movie. And it's called The Agency. 1981. And it's dated in its video techniques and its quality of video. But the message is about subliminal cuts, subliminal messaging within advertising. Like, can we get people to buy more chocolate with subliminal messages in video advertising, moving picture advertising, commercials? And the answer is, yeah. But there was a hidden message even into that, and that is, can we make people vote for the person who has been selected? Like Senate and presidential candidates. Can you imagine that?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.